Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I saw this video footage on social where it showed Keir Starmer walking on the tarmac to the airport. He's on his way to do very, very important prime ministery things, as it were. And I don't know what he thinks he's doing. NATO decided, some of these European nations, they decided that they were going to get together and do what the United States already did, which was to talk about opening of the strait. It was Sky News. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has arrived in Paris to co-host talks with Emmanuel Macron on the reopening of the strait. little late, slick. They're on their way to talk about doing the thing the U.S. already did. So what's the point of any of this? What is his, are they trying to flex and act like they still have some kind of ability or relevance or I don't know. I mean, the whole thing is, this is just so, it's so performative and it's so pathetic. That's kind of, you know, there's nothing that he can do because he already foobarred the opportunity to do anything. Remember their destroyer, the one little destroyer that they had. It's shameful. Come on. And they're not going to accomplish anything that we already didn't do. That's it. Not only that, but they weren't involved at all as it pertains to the ceasefire with Lebanon and Israel. That was also on POTUS. That's it. That was also on POTUS. He did that. He did it. So I'm not quite sure what. This is cut three because POTUS was asked, well, how was the conflict in Iran going? Listen to his response here.
I will say the war in Iran is going along swimmingly. We can do whatever we want. And it should be ending pretty soon.
Yeah, so I'm just saying. Let's also take in a couple of other things. That's three. He also was talking about, he mentioned Israel and Lebanon and the ceasefire there, cut two.
Israel and Lebanon have tried to make peace before. What's going to be the difference this time?
Me. I'm the big difference. Me.
So, yeah, there we have it. In addition to this, we have the foreign minister of Iran. This was him saying, well, you know, we've officially reopened the naval blockade. We did that. Again, we did it. Cut 11.
We're just getting this in. So bear with us. Strait of Hormuz is on the screen for a reason. The Iranian foreign minister, who seems to be really the guy in charge, at least publicly for Iran, just fired this off in a post on X. And I'm going to read it for you now. In line with the ceasefire in Lebanon, the passage for all commercial vessels through Strait of Hormuz is declared completely open for the remaining period of ceasefire on the coordinated route as already announced by Ports and Maritime Organization of the Islamic Republic of Iran. So on that news, the stock market is flying through the roof. That opens in 28 minutes, so we'll watch that. Now, while this is happening, the U.S. has brokered a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Apparently, that was one of the conditions that Iran wanted. So the president's saying that he may host both countries at the White House in hopes of striking a lasting truce there. So a lot to go through. We'll take it moment by moment here.
But we already did it. So Iran's acting like they did it. Well, we did this. They're so desperate not to give POTUS any kind of credit at all whatsoever. It is just the TDS is insane. If it's not the people here, the woke Rikers that are trying to lead the divide by freaking out and acting like nothing's been done and we're losing, which is something that they were telling people for weeks upon weeks upon weeks, then it's, well, Iran says that they've opened the strait and then Europe acts like they've had something to do with it. All because they want to get that narrative going, and there's going to be people stupid enough to believe this, unfortunately, is the reality of it. Some of the other things that we have to hit as well, because we're watching everything with the very successful blockade. And Keir Starmer, by the way, it's our resources that were used to do it. So if the United States decides that we want to levy tolls, that's tough beans for you. Yeah. Because it was our muscle and our might that did it. We opened it. And oil prices have plunged, by the way, because we did it. Something we did. So I'm not going to, why are we acting like the United States has to do something, and then when the United States does something, people are resentful that the United States did something. U.S. intel also detected China's weighing, that China is providing Iran with advanced X-band radar systems. Of course they have been. I mean, this isn't a surprise. We knew that they were doing this. Not only were they doing this, the Russians were also assisting, but they've been providing them with a lot. That's that. I also had the story about how they were planning on doing airdrops of equipment in, and that's something that POTUS was able to. That didn't happen. That didn't work out for them. In addition, pull down here. We have this situation with Italy, because it seems as though POTUS and Italy's back and forth. I wouldn't say that it's. I don't know if I'd say that it's increased, but it's definitely, I don't know if you can say that they're besties at this moment. POTUS was talking about Italy and their contributions to all of this. And this is cut, looking at my rundown.
Four?
This is cut four? No, that's not cut four. But he had said that, Italy, he put this out on Truth Social. He said, Italy wasn't there for us and we're not going to be there for them. He was asked about it as well when he was at his chopper. And he said, yeah, it's, it's if they're not going to be there for us, we're not going to be there when they need us. And this is after the air base in Messina in Sicily. Now that I do think, I don't know if I want to chalk that up to them outright refusing to accommodate the United States. The way that Maloney's government put it was that it was a protocol that had to do with a treaty between Italy and the United States. But still, what happened after, when you had Maloney, et cetera, talking about Lebanon being involved in the ceasefire, et cetera. This is cut 28. Listen.
Took a shot at the Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, who you see the two of them there. They have had pretty friendly relations up until this moment in time. He said she had said that his attacks on the Pope were unacceptable. President Trump responded to that, saying it's her who's unacceptable because she doesn't care if Iran has a nuclear weapon and would blow up Italy in 2 minutes if they had a chance.
They can reach Italy. I mean, we saw that. They have the missiles that can absolutely reach their land. They went 4,000 kilometers instead of two. Remember, they all said, no, we don't have those long-range ones. And they had the long-range ones the entire time. And they knew it. As we move, our partners that bring you the program, it's the folks over at Noble Gold. They can help you protect everything that you have built with precious metals. And historically, that's always been where people go to in times of economic uncertainty, whether it's inflation, whether it's, geopolitical tensions, whatever it is. When uncertainty rises, currencies weaken, people always historically turn to physical gold and silver, the go-to safe haven. Now, if you're adding gold or silver, the question then becomes, well, who do you trust to guide you? Noble Gold Investments has helped protect savings with physical metals for nearly a decade. They have a white glove service that will guide your every step. No impersonal transactions, total transparency, so you're not going to be surprised by hidden fees. There's no pressure. You got clear explanations. And they have a very customer-first focus. They're about helping you make informed decisions for you, not sales quotas for them. So if you'd like to see how physical gold and silver can fit into your portfolio, download Noble Gold Investments free wealth protection kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So the drones delivery with Amazon is still having a bit of a time. Video shows a drone dropping a package directly onto the concrete, smashing literally everything that's inside of it. It didn't go so well. They've been doing their prime delivery drones, and they're having a bit of a time, Kane. Having a little bit of a time.
A bit of a pickle?
It's in a bit of a pickle. I don't know why it got British, but they did. Let's see. A NASA astronaut. This is a great story. He found God after returning to Earth. Reed Wiseman. He said that it was a very emotional experience. He was asked whether or not the crew was, whether or not they experienced any shift in consciousness following their 10-day journey. And he said he had. And he said, I'm not a religious person. He goes, but there was no other avenue for me to explain anything or experience anything. He goes, so I asked for the chaplain on the Navy ship to come visit. And he goes, and when that man walked in, I've never met him before. He goes, but he had a cross on his collar and I just broke down in tears. He said it was very hard to fully grasp what they went through. And it was otherworldly and amazing. And that kind of echoes what the other astronaut said. His name's Victor. What he said, because he said he felt so small when he was up there. And it really just puts things in real perspective. So that's very interesting to read. More young men are attending religious services regularly. I want this to be a legitimate thing, but I also know that there is a huge trend, as I said, to weaponize one denomination particularly. But they said that 40% of men ages 18 to 29 are attending religious services monthly. It's a 7 percentage point increase. I think that there is a psyop in society, and you see it with all of these influencer videos on social media, and not even influencers. Sometimes they're just videos of like pictures and, you know, words, images, things like that, to try to get people back to that. I do absolutely think that there is an op here in the United States to try to push people back to that like point of trad normalcy. And it's just concurrent with some other organic stuff that's happening. Very interesting, though. A North Texas fisherman thought he caught a catfish. He didn't. It's an ugly catfish, if that's true. It was actually a gator. Now, this is the county in which we live, Kane.
It is.
And it's a body of water that is not far from here, Kane.
Yeah.
And it's an alligator, Kane.
It shouldn't be there, Dana.
This is why I don't do lakes. If I can't see what I'm swimming in, you don't know what's there. A giant sea monster could be there with its mouth open underneath you, and you can't see it because of the lake water. I am very odd with nature, yes. So I love it. The guy goes, I pulled up on it and it was a dang alligator. I can literally hear his twang. I love it. But he got a citation though, too. It was an accident. He didn't know. Come on, let it go. Let it go back there. In California, they are providing free sex change operations to illegal aliens.
What?
Free? The word free is doing a lot of heavy lifting here. Yeah, so in San Francisco, apparently, they're actually, Medi-Cal, the state version of Medicaid, is actually spending money. And it's a law that Newsom signed where they get gender-affirming care and surgery. That is an actual thing that they are doing with taxpayer dollars. Gavin Newsom signed the law that made all illegal aliens eligible for the state's version of Medicaid called Medi-Cal. So that means illegal immigrants that are in shelters, etc., not only do they get free medical care, but they also get free gender-affirming care and free surgery. And that means cross-sex hormones, the whole nine yards. That's insane. So basically, you're paying for medical abuse. The folks who help make the program possible, it is our friends over at Relief Factor. If you deal with everyday aches and pains, Relief Factor can help you out with its 100% drug-free formula to get you back to living the life that you want to live. It is a 100% drug-free, research-based formula designed to fight inflammation, the root cause of most pain. It's not a temporary fix. It works from the inside out to support your body's natural response, and it helps you get back to doing things that you want to do. So whatever it is, whether it's, you know, sports, like my husband has old sports injuries from football and hockey that he takes Relief Factor for, maybe you're sore from working out, or maybe you're like a 90-year-old and you just want to make sure that you're still kicking it. Relief Factor does the trick, and they make it easy with a 3-week quick start. You can start today, just $19.95. Visit relieffactor.com. You can also call 800-4-RELIEF. Try that 3-week quick start today. Again, it's only $19.95. 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com.
When I first heard the words, "You have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Why, welcome. Cheerio. We are at the top of the second hour. Dana Lash with you. You can listen coast to coast as well as catch us on the simulcast, channel 357, and follow along on X and Facebook and YouTube, all that good stuff. Oh, Substack. Don't forget Chapter and Verse. Lots of good stuff goes out there regularly. So two things that we're going to get into. First up, I need you to hear Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez try to explain her perspective of how she categorizes the conflict in Iran. And, well, just play. This is, I believe, 18. Listen.
We have to assert our congressional authority. The theater of conflict in Iran is far too large to call it anything but a war.
What does that
and
mean?
Wars require congressional authority to continue. And so I think it's extremely important, especially given the stakes and the president's threat against the Iranian people, to ensure that Congress has had its
say. Does she understand what theater of war means? Because theater of war is when you're talking about the entirety of sea or the entirety of and the entirety of air and the entirety of everything. You're talking about a strategic region. And she's like, well, because it's so large, it has to be a war. What do you mean? The area is large, or you think that our response is large, because it's not actually a large response. I mean, we've got resources that we have built up in the area, but that's honestly like a drop of what we could actually do with our military. And it's so far, it's air supremacy with very little. And we removed the blockade, their blockade, and we have our own, again, with very little. I feel like she hasn't been paying attention. I read all the mil-spec blogs and all of that, and it's very enlightening, because especially when they get into like the types of jets that are used and older jets and all this, I mean, it's pretty, it's very interesting. But I remain entirely unconvinced after, you know, paying attention to this stuff. I'm entirely unconvinced that this is what she's alleging that it is. And then secondly, she says that, what is this in her soundbite? She says that, you know, it requires congressional authority to continue. If POTUS decides to commit further, there's a debatable point at which Congress would convene. But this is the thing that I go back to. And you can state this fact without it being an endorsement of action. I feel like there are too many stupid drive-bys out there who don't understand that merely observing a fact is not the same thing as endorsement. So go back to 2001, when Congress issued and granted authorized use of military force following the terror attack of 9/11, right? So after the terror attack of 9/11, the authorized use of military force that was passed specifically, and we've read it on air, I've written about it on Substack. I've screenshotted it and have placed the verbatim language up there in the screenshot off the government website. Any entity that is or was involved in the planning, the implementation, the execution, or had given aid to anybody that, again, planned, executed, etc., the 9/11 terror attack, would be considered covered under the 2001 use, authorized use of military force as a terrorist entity party to the 9/11 attack. Now, the reason that this is a debated topic as it pertains to Iran, because Iran wasn't mentioned specifically, they like to tell you. Okay, fine. You don't have to mention them specifically. But the truth of the matter is that they gave al-Qaeda an international headquarters. At the time, al-Qaeda was deciding between Qatar and Iran, and they went with Iran and put their international headquarters there right outside of Tehran. They also gave a safe transit, not just for their terrorist soldiers, but also munitions, equipment, rockets, the whole nine yards. They were a hub. And I would say, and I think anybody else would say, and again, it's without endorsement, it's just the fact of it, that that would fall under the specific language as to who or what is covered by the 2001 authorized use of military force, which is still available online, and anybody can go and read it and come to the same conclusion that I did. Now, here's the thing. All of these lawmakers that are so upset over it, not a single one of them were upset enough, not when Barack Obama was droning Americans overseas, not when they were involved in destabilizing Libya, not when they tried to destabilize Egypt, not when they went into Syria, not when, I mean, the entirety of the Obama administration, the Biden administration, Trump's, not a single lawmaker at any point decided we need to end it, and not a single one of them proposed anything to either redefine, to clarify, or to conclude the 2001 authorized use of military force. So all of these lawmakers that are getting up there telling you that we don't have the right to do this, actually, and again, you can merely observe the fact without endorsing, they do. The United States does have that right because you, as members of Congress, granted it in 2001. And you, as members of Congress, continued to grant it by not doing a single damn thing to modify, clarify, or conclude either the entire authorization or the language therein. So do not come and bitch to us about something that we don't have control over, but you have control over and refused to exercise that control over it. Just asinine. Now, we have POTUS and the Pope. And I made this remark earlier, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm very nice to everybody, and I'm very nice to people of different denominations, but do not make the fatal rhetorical error of trying to shame me for not following your denomination. And then do not express shock when there is not courtesy leveled towards your way in response. The thing that I saw this headline from ABC, and it said, while the Catholic Church teaches forgiveness, American Catholics may not extend mercy to President Trump over his, and here's the word, attacks, which I'm so stupid, on Pope Leo, some observers said. First off, criticism isn't an attack, okay? It's not an attack. That is hyperbolic, sissy language that is issued by people who are too weak to be disagreed with because they are too weak in their own convictions. People who are strong in their convictions and strong in their logic and confident in their viewpoint don't wince or flinch when someone merely disagrees with them. I'm not talking about actual hysterical, vitriolic, you know, purposeful ad hominem, you know, mean malicious attacks or criticisms. I'm talking about actually having a disagreement. And that's what POTUS has done. He has disagreed. And it's been very, I mean, I don't get it. This is what he was asked. This is cut four, where he was, POTUS was asked about this. Listen.
No, no, I don't. I have to do what's right. The Pope has to understand that. Very simple. I have nothing against the Pope. His brother's MAGA all the way. I like his brother, Louis. I'm not fighting with him. The Pope made a statement. He says Iran can have a nuclear weapon. I say Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. And if the Pope looked at the 42,000 people that were killed over the last 2 or 3 months as a protester with no weapons, no nothing, I mean, you take a look at that. So I can disagree with the Pope. I have a right to disagree. I have a right to disagree with the Pope.
Yeah. And he does. Everybody does. Everybody has a right to disagree with the Pope. I mean, that is it. The only pure and perfect person. And, you know, people can disagree all they want to, but biblically he's Christ. So, yes, absolutely. You call balls and strikes. I disagree with Trump. I'll agree with him on things. And I think that especially the Pope, too, enjoys the benefit of the veneer of faith. And that's a true statement. He's very left. That's inarguable. I mean, he deleted his entire X account, but before he did so, there were a lot of screenshots taken. And he sounds, a lot of his stuff sounds like Mandani. I'm not going to lie. He is not, at best, maybe a socialist. He's very far left. And his language, I think, has been interesting. The stuff that he says whenever, because I asked the other day, I said, well, I wish that he would criticize when he talks about Western nations responding with violence. I wish that he would criticize with equal fervor Islamists who have been waging war on non-Islamists for who knows how long with violence. And people go, oh, well, here's where he says it. He never actually says the word Muslim or Islam. And any of the examples that anybody gave me on social media, he just says, oh, it's sad to see, you know, our brothers and sisters attacked, etc. And doesn't mention that it's Muslims that are attacking them in Muslim majority countries. Doesn't mention Islam. Doesn't mention Islamists. Not by name. Not at all. I mean, I've looked at it and people have tried to send me examples and not a single example at all given does he do that. So I absolutely do take issue with it. If you're too afraid to speak of the thing that is persecuting your people, your flock, then how can you ever expect to be effective against it? For the purpose of what? Keeping a false sense of peace? I mean, that's just asinine. It doesn't make any sense. I'm so tired of hearing, and he says the same coexist stuff that everybody else says, and you've seen it before. Just says it over and over again. I really do feel like I said that the media is part of this op to stoke a fight between Trump and the very intentionally left Pope as part of this overall plan to hijack the Catholic Church, bait division between the denominations, and loosen Christianity's hand on the rudder of the right. That is the entire point of this. And there are a lot of people falling for it. We got more on the way. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the country. Every time you use your cell phone service, you are directly funding faith, family, and freedom through their conservative giving. You got unlimited data plans, mobile hotspots, international roaming, so much more. Everything that you would expect from top carriers with their prioritized premium nationwide coverage on the same or better than the big carriers. You got fast speeds and 100% US-based support. They're a wireless provider and they provide the best service, but they're also an entity that puts momentum behind the things that you vote to protect. Take a stand today. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and use code Dana for a free month of service. It's patriotmobile.com/Dana, code Dana. Make the switch today.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh, boy. Where to go from here? Okay, so a Florida man was caught hauling over 2,000 pounds of the marijuana on I-75.
I guess that'd be a big truck.
That they stacked it all up, and it's literally bigger than the police cruiser, the SUV. It's as long, and it's almost as tall. That's actually nuts. Florida Highway Patrol Tampa posted the gallery of photos showcasing the seizure. They used a canine named Lobo. But over 2,000 pounds, a 55-year-old Key Largo man was doing it. They said over 2,000 pounds, in fact. So I don't even know, what the penalty for something like that is. That's crazy. I don't really, this story. So this woman looks unbelievably happy in her mugshot. Do you see that? She's like, yeah. Also, her eyelashes, while fake, are not ridiculous. It's a first. According to Lauderhill, apparently a woman named Veronica Whitsett of Fort Lauderdale was taken into custody after she twerked in front of them at a 7-Eleven while soliciting customers for cash and drugs. The assistant manager apparently called the police because she had been soliciting customers for money and drugs while ignoring repeated requests to leave the business. They made contact with her inside the store and the situation just got out of control. They said that she started twerking And yeah, that's then they ended up having to take her into custody because she refused to, she wouldn't leave. She wouldn't follow commands. And they told her to leave the property and she had pretty much absolutely refused. So she was taken into custody at Broward County Main Jail. And she's just smiling. She's all happy in her mugshot. I mean, she's just, she had no idea apparently the trouble that she's in. That's all. Let's see this, a Florida man for $600. Robbed a bank for $600. This guy is an idiot. Gets outsmarted by the hidden money tracker and three pit maneuvers. He thought he pulled off a payday at the place. All he got was $600. Oh, man, he tried to get away in his red Kia Soul, too. South Florida, he had a handwritten robbery note, a bag of bait cash, all this stuff. And then apparently he was able to, like, try to get through three police pit maneuvers before his red Kia Soul ran into a cement wall. Tommy Dwayne Dennis. Okay, you have three first names, sir. That's your first problem. 56-year-old. Also, no man. And, I mean, there's rare exceptions, but mostly men should not have names that end in Y. If your name is Timmy, you're Tim. If it's Tommy, you're Tom. That's it. The only exception maybe is Johnny because Johnny Depp. But other than that, no. But this guy has three first names. That's not, no. So he faces federal bank robbery charges over $600. He told authorities that he had been using crack cocaine throughout the day and his impaired state led him to make a mistake.
I wonder if that $600 is the count of the bait money.
I don't know. That's insane. But they tracked him. Yeah. I mean, total bait money it was. That's just I don't know. Oh, man, let's see here. We got a guy, a Florida man running for governor was arrested for beating up old people with a cane and a cell phone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Kevin Chikowski. He has been, two counts aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, two counts battery on a person over 65, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, tampering with a witness, two counts of robbery by sudden snatching. Jeez. What is that? I've never even heard of that. Sudden snatching. So he's apparently he beat up his parents, Stanley and Christine, and they were it was called the police were called. A bedridden Christine told 911 he's 46. Wow. Had struck her husband with a cane and threw a phone at her head. It hit them. They were bleeding. He was taken into custody. And I really don't think his gubernatorial campaign is going well. This feller. Really don't think that that's going to be a winner for him. A Florida man was arrested at a sports bar after he brutally beat a family member. Say deputies, can we stop beating families in Florida right now? Lee County Sheriff, deputies were called to the home for a domestic disturbance. When they arrived, they found a victim with head trauma, severe head trauma, because they had been beaten. They had gotten a call 2 hours later from a sports bar saying that the guy that they were looking for arrived at the bar covered in blood and was telling everybody he beat a family member. Well, that's one way of finding him. They went to the bar. They found the guy, took him into custody. Easy peasy. He was charged with aggravated battery causing bodily harm. I don't even know. A Florida man shoots at an Uber driver after an argument over politics and immigration turns dangerous.
Uh-oh.
Late night ride in Pinellas County. That's why whenever I'm not one that talks. And I'm definitely not answering any of your questions. So when people ask me what I do, I will literally say make up something completely stupid. I polish potatoes. Yeah, I actually, I'm a professional potato polisher. My job is to go into grocery stores, and I've had people believe me. And I'll make up a story like I polish all the fruit, and I arrange the fruit in a visually pleasing manner. Oh, did you have to go to school for that? Yes, I got an art degree. I got a doctorate, actually.
Sounds like an important job, though.
It's a very important job. This is what I do. If people are like, what is it that you do? And I'll say, that's what I say. I'm like, I'm just, no. So this is in Pinellas County. A passenger pulled out a gun, opened fire on his Uber driver because they had a political argument that got out of hand. And this was at 3:30 in the morning. Nothing good happens after midnight. So this was not, that's not how you fought. That's not how you resolve things. That is not at all how you resolve anything. Our partners over at Preborn, a great organization out there saving lives without government money. They're doing this because people like you are generous. you can help preborn reach their goal of 1,000 life-saving ultrasounds before Mother's Day. When a mother hears her baby's heartbeat, numerous studies show that the chance that that baby continue to live doubles, actually. And they don't just stop there. They work with these mothers for the first 2 years of their lives, making sure that they get off on the right foot, have a strong foundation, and that they have success. And $28 is all it costs to provide an ultrasound. That's a dinner out. But you're saving a life instead with this $28. $140 helps rescue 5 babies. And they're also the gospel leader for the pro-life movement. So in 2025, they saved over 80,000 babies and they brought 10,000 women to Christ, which is great. All gifts are tax deductible. Preborn has a 4-star charity rating, so you can give confidently. And you're seeing women come to faith. You're seeing babies be saved. Join Preborn in their mission to sponsor 1,000 life-saving ultrasounds before Mother's Day. You can visit preborn.com/Dana, or you can donate by dialing #250 and saying the word baby. That's preborn.com/Dana, dial #250 and say the word baby.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
If I were the head of HHS, I would, by God, say, don't take raw milk. It is dangerous to your health. And if you can't say that, well, maybe there's some other conclusions that can be drawn. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Letlow.
Good on Perry Farrell for bouncing back like that. And, you know, after his fight with...
Is that Perry Farrell?
Yeah, it is. No. Been caught stealing that hair color. What the heck? Barney wants it back, man. Yeah. It's good to see him like bounce back like that and now in Congress. Although I don't know what his deal is. He seems a little, I don't think the rage is left. That's Rosa DeLauro, a.k.a. Perry Farrell. That's his doppelganger. I don't understand her. I don't think that she's ever, I actually don't think, I went and looked, she's not proposed anything recently. I think she just exists to be a bomb thrower and, she likes to see herself on video doing that kind of stuff, yeah. Acting like she's castigating people in hearings, and that's really, but she doesn't really do anything else. She's from New York, as if you can't tell. But little Perry Farrell there. I mean, whenever I see her on my TV, I don't listen to anything she says. She was upset over raw milk. She was mad at the guy who cut off a raccoon dong on the side of the road, and then that's according to the book about him. Lorraine reminded me yesterday about the whale that was on top of his car. I mean, for real, RFK Jr. has like a hard time with animals. Dead bears, dead whales, and now dead raccoons. It's always some dead animal on the side of the road. he just finds roadkill fascinating. I don't get it. I mean, you've heard the story. What was he? Wasn't he the one talking about shoving a dead bear in his car? And he was telling that to Roseanne, who was trying to hide her. I mean, she was using all of her years of acting and being on stage to hide the shock on her face. You could tell there was a struggle mentally. She was just trying to choke it back. Like, what the hell am I hearing right now?
It's not all sunshine and rainbows. Sometimes you have to embrace the suck. When there's a lot of market volatility, you have to embrace the suck. If you have a high-quality portfolio with high-quality companies, you should be fine. No need to worry.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So a jury found that Ticketmaster and Live Nation had an anti-competitive monopoly over big concert venues. Anybody surprised at that finding? They said that Live Nation, they host tens of thousands of concerts a year, and it's Ticketmaster subsidiary. They said they've had this harmful monopoly over a lot, over all the big venues. The ruling is not going to immediately bring relief for concert goers who have always complained about high ticket prices, but it actually could cost Live Nation hundreds of millions and maybe even force them to sell some of their venues when the penalties are handed out later. So that's one definitely to watch. A Tennessee tourist in a hockey mask attacked a stripper at a Key West club and cut her hair. I feel like that we should say that for Florida man on Monday. He's a Tennessee man in Florida, though, in a hockey mask. And apparently there's CCTV footage. Cops, of course, got involved. He's a 44-year-old, and apparently he was described as having caused issues slightly. She has her hair cut, but she's, you know, okay, shaken, but good heavens. That's a very odd thing. That's a, you know, a golden toilet left on a county lawn baffles the local sheriff. They said literally it was just a gold toilet, like a standard gold toilet that was left on somebody's front lawn of an administration. It was on the lawn of an administration building. They really don't, they think it's a prank, but they have no idea where it came from.
Allergy season always has a way of sneaking up on you. One minute you're listening to your favorite podcast, the next it's nonstop sneezing and a runny nose. That's why it's essential to keep Kleenex Ultra Soft tissues on hand. They're silky soft for up to 100% irritation-free skin and allergist approved. So when allergies hit, and they will, be ready with Kleenex Ultra Soft tissues. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.